For many have seen the atrocities that have come upon this earth, and they've wondered in their hearts, how can this be? Where can this lead? Where is my hope? But I say unto you and to those who are called by my name, my body, my people, come unto me. Stay in my presence, for there is no other place. There is no other place where peace can be had upon the earth. There is no other place that you can be sustained but in my presence. And I say unto you, do not be distracted by the things of war, nor by the political disruptions that you see happening around the earth, but stay with me. And in my presence, you will find a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that would almost make you feel guilty as though you should be upset about what's going on. But you'll see that peace will bring power and grace and authority into your life, and you'll be able to stand during times that it seems as though you shouldn't stand. You'll be able to be clear in your thinking and in your abilities to make decisions because you've waited and relied on me. I say in the days and the months and the weeks to come, do not make decisions quickly. Do nothing rash, but listen and wait upon me. For there's been unleashed upon this earth a spirit of fear that would try to cripple and stop the work of God. But I say unto you that those who are called by my name and listen and hear and heed to my words, they will be blanketed and wrapped and kept in a place of peace. It may seem as though evil is just allowed to go on. It may seem as though these things just continue to happen. But I say to you, I am not unaware the plight of my children. I am not unaware of the things that are happening upon this earth. But trust me, I have a plan. And it's now the time to rest. Be in my presence. Allow me to bring peace. There's so many shouting and screaming and asking for direction, but I, at this moment, am bringing peace. And you'll see that from that peace there'll come a direction, a grace, an anointing. I'll meet every need. I will supply all that is necessary, but right now is a time of peace. You may not see much happening around the world that you could call a move of God, but I'm telling you, there is a move, and it's a move of peace. It's a move of my presence. It's a move of my anointing to hold and protect and keep those who are mine. And while you see many fall away and you see many who will die, I say unto you, do not be distracted, nor neglect your time with me, and don't allow the enemy to lie to you. Don't be deceived, for I am protecting my people. There are many things that people will not understand, nor is it necessary for you to understand all that is happening around the globe, but it's necessary for you to be in my presence, for you to be wrapped in my peace, for you to be single-minded, single-hearted, to enter in and to receive from me, rather than asking for all the things that you desire and the things that must be changed and the directions that you must go. Just know that I have all of those answers. And I have said, ask, and it will be given unto you. But this is not the time to ask. This is the time to receive. This is the time to allow me to touch you. Allow me to repair things in you and prepare you for the move that I have just ahead. Just ahead, there's coming a great move of God. And now is a time when it seems as though the enemy is striking. It seems as though the enemy is loosed. And yes, there are demonic spirits at work, but it's not that he's greater. It's not that he's given more room. It's just that I am calling my people into a place of peace, a place of rest. And when I say go, you'll see the tables turn. And you'll see that it'll be the enemy who will run. It'll be the evil that will be overcome. So do not fear during this time, says the Lord, but trust in me. Be clothed in peace. Let me use your authority. I will teach you. I will give you the words to say as you come into my presence. I'll give you the prayers to pray, and you'll see that although the world sees one thing, you'll recognize the victory.